Hi, I'm Leland Val, and I'm an Alexander Technique instructor. I want to help you improve your breathing by helping you to change your perception of this exquisite, life-sustaining process. There's a 10-minute breathing exercise here. Its purpose is to give you an introduction to improving your breathing all the time, not just during the exercise. Good breathing is self-reinforcing. The better you breathe generally, the better your breathing will continue to become. There's further information about breathing that is available on my website, www.freeyourneck.com, and I hope you take a moment to visit. Start in a comfortable position, sitting, lying down, or even standing if that's best for you. The first step is to begin gaining awareness of your breathing. I don't want to just tell you to breathe differently. I'm hoping that you will begin now to experience the current state of your breathing more clearly, so that you can work with your breathing to improve it. Whether your breathing is easy or a struggle, pleasurable or disappointing, your breath is a natural, life-sustaining process that is equal to the beauty of anything in the world. Like many things, to learn about it, start by experiencing it. As you take the time now to experience your breathing, let's begin by observing it as it is. Without trying to breathe correctly or deepen your breathing, just bring your attention to it. Notice if you can feel any movement in your body that is caused by your breathing. Even if you cough, just make that part of what you notice. Breathing often changes as you think about it. That's fine. But try to simply observe it as it is. Over time, as you become comfortable observing it, your breathing will get used to your presence and it won't be so disturbed. Now gently place one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen. With both hands, notice any movement from your breathing that you feel. The movement you feel may range from a very small amount to a lot of movement. Any amount is fine. Simply notice the movement that you feel. As you feel your hands moving with your breath, use your mind's eye to scan the whole front of your torso and notice any movement that is part of your breathing, no matter how slight. And now gently place your hands on the sides of your torso and notice any movement you feel here. Again, you may notice anything from a lot of movement to just a very tiny amount. Any amount is fine. Be aware that there may be movement beyond your hands along the sides of your torso. With your mind's eye, scan the sides of your torso and notice any movement caused by your breathing, no matter how small. And now, if you can easily reach, place your hands on your back and observe any movement caused by your breathing in this part of your body. If you can't reach your back, use your mind's eye to observe any movement caused by your breathing in your back. It can be very difficult to feel the movement of your breath in your back, but avoid trying to make extra movement. Take the time now to see if you experience anything. With your mind's eye, look all around the back of your torso, from the very top to the bottom, and all the way to the ends of your shoulders. And now with your hands away from your body, bring your attention to the movement caused by your breathing in your entire torso. Observe with your mind's eye the movement in the front, the sides, and the back of your torso, and let it combine in your awareness to make one movement. Notice how your entire torso constantly changes shape in response to your breathing. The action of the breath is often compared to the flow of water waves or the tide. Just like waves, your breath comes and it goes. Imagine your breath as gentle waves on the shore of a bay. As you watch, each wave is a little different. Some are a little bigger, some are a little smaller, and they all arrive at different intervals. Maybe you can imagine that, like the waves, breath is happening to you, caused by some outside force, that you don't have to breathe because breathing is done for you. As you take the time now to observe your breathing, imagine that each breath is caused by a wave at a beach. Each breath is unique and can range from big to small, but each one comes and goes on its own, as if the waves are effortlessly breathing for you. And now again, gently place one hand on your abdomen and the other on your chest, continuing to allow yourself to be breathed as if by waves at a beach. Notice that with each exhale, there's a softening in your abdomen and a falling in your chest. Feel your hands resting on your abdomen and chest, and notice that with each exhale, your abdomen softens and your chest falls. This softening in your abdomen and falling in your chest with each exhale is what you will feel as you begin to allow your breathing to be effortless. As you continue through the exercise, try to allow your breathing to be as effortless as waves on the shore of a bay, as if your breathing is powered by these gentle waves. And also allow, for each exhale, this softening in your abdomen and falling in your chest. If something disturbs your exhale, like a cough or sneeze or something else, you can just regain the softening as your exhales continue to pass. Continuing to allow your breathing to be effortless, as if powered by waves at a beach, and continuing to allow for a softening in your abdomen and falling in your chest with each exhale, take the time now to enjoy your exhale. One of the problems people have with breathing is rushing. Rushing causes more breathing than necessary. To avoid rushing, enjoy your exhale. Let it take its time. Most people find that the more they enjoy their exhale, the easier and deeper the next inhale will be. You don't have to worry about when the next inhale will come. It's always there waiting at the end of your exhale. Now, anytime you notice your exhale, let it linger. Let it take its time so that you can enjoy it. The next inhale will be right there waiting to come in at the end of your exhale. This is almost the end of the recording, but the exercise can continue at your pleasure anytime, even if you just have a moment. All you need to do is experience the movement of your breath, allow for a softening in your abdomen and a falling in your chest when you exhale, And finally, enjoy your exhale so that it lingers a little bit. Your new breath will follow right behind. For more information, visit www.freeyourneck.com.